It's offering time. God has been good to us. Let us pray. Father, we come thanking you for being our provider and for giving us many blessings, Father, and watching over us. Father, we come now cheerfully bringing our offering to that be used to continue building your kingdom. These are our prayers. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray. Thank you.
Gracious Heavenly Father, you are certainly the source of my strength and the strength of my life. I thank you, Lord, because every good and perfect gift comes from you, comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variation. You are the same yesterday, today, and all of the rest of the days. You are the same. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for all that has been said and done this day. Praise has been given. Thanks have been given. Your presence, Lord, has certainly been unmistakable as we've come to this place of worship. And I pray now, Lord, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in your sight. And I thank you for this opportunity and for the glorious gift that you always bestow upon all who place their confidence in you. Thank you now and praise you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and for his name's sake. Amen. I'm thankful to God for the opportunity to stand here today. Yesterday was a busy day. Yesterday was a business day. I did not feel the way that I feel now. I was weak, but God restored strength. It's been a joy to hear all that has been heard and done in the study of the Word of God and in the period of worship where praises have been given by singing groups and by congregational participation. What a joy and what a privilege. Make me think about what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything. I said everything. I'm talking about everything. My mistakes, my misdeeds, my misbehavior. Take it all to him. Because he's a loving God. He is a gracious God. And he is a merciful God. And I think about surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. But one day I'll dwell in the house. Well, I'm dwelling in the house now. This is the house of the Lord. But there's a better house coming. Amen. And I pray that all of us are making certain that we are doing the best that we can here. And then we're going to understand it better by and by. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright, shining as the sun, we'll have no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. I can't wait to be singing there. I believe I do a better than singing here, but I just praise God for every opportunity and every blessing. I'm talking about the gift of godly leaders today. I am an interim pastor. I don't know if you have defined what that means. What it means is a pastor to keep things going. That's interim, in the meantime. While we are waiting, it doesn't mean I go somewhere and sit down and not do anything. You see me on Wednesday. You see me on Wednesday night. You see me doing something on Wednesday night. Yesterday, my wife and I visited with Miss Kitty Eaton, spend time with her. What a joy it is to visit persons who are in hospitals and who are away from their homes, but still praising God, still rejoicing, still laughing, still having fun. Then we went to go and meet with Reva Magaha. And my wife was providing all of this leadership. I didn't feel up to it. But if she felt strong enough, I felt I can go with her. So we went. Reva needs our prayers. But she hasn't forgotten her responsibility in serving God. She gave us a $500 check to bring and give to the church. She still realizes she has a charge to keep despite her illness, a God to glorify, even though she cannot be here to do. I talked to Al about his wife yesterday, prayed for him and continued to pray, been calling others to pray for them. We ought to be concerned about those who may not be able to be present. And don't just look and see missing seats out there simply because folk won't come. Some won't, but some can't. We have to remember that, all right? But I want to talk today about the gifts of godly leaders. Now, keep in mind, we're not just talking about pastors. I'm talking about this business of interim pastor. Our responsibilities remain the same. I looked up the word interim this morning. I thought I knew, and I did. It just means somebody taking over while we're waiting for someone else to come. It doesn't mean that we don't work. It doesn't mean that we're not supposed to assume the responsibilities to the best of our abilities. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So don't pity me. Pray for me. I'm going to be serving God as long as I'm able to. But in the meantime, I'm going to be praying that God will send somebody. Can I get a witness in the house of God? Amen. And I know that God has somebody. Amen. And I know God can do what needs to be done if we do what we are supposed to do. Amen. So I'm going to talk today the gifts of godly leaders. The gifts of godly leaders. If your gift is to encourage others, then get to encouraging. What you going to have gift if you're not going to use it? Amen. If the gift is given, give it up. Went to see Reva yesterday. She that must be one of her gifts. We went in to pray for her and talk with her. We didn't ask for anything, but she gave us a check. Amen. If your gift is given, you can't beat God giving. Evidently, a whole lot of folks must not have that gift. They like to receive. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm not even going to be here long. The way y'all looking at me, I better hurry up. If your gift is given, then give generously. Generously. Give generously, if that's your gift. And everybody that has that gift, and everybody ought to come up with a gift. If you're given to carry out the ministry of the body of Christ, if God has given you leadership ability, then be a good leader. Whatever your assignment may be. And God has gifted every child of God. And I used to remember our church when a charge to keep I have, a God to give glorify, who gave his son, my soul to save, to fit in for the skies, to serve this present age, my calling to fulfill, oh me, and all my power engaged to do my master's will. God expects the most and the best from every one of us. And don't you know that if we are saved, we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the deeds done unto us, whether good or bad. I'm sure I have some bad, but I'm trying to hold up best I can to have more things that are right. If you have been given leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. Take the responsibility seriously. And I don't care what that assignment is. On the jobs where I have been, I've had people that criticize me, man. Look at him. You think he can't have a break? You think he just got to do all that kind of, yes, I mean, if I was supposed to do a job, I was supposed to do the job. And if I was supposed to get a check, I wanted to get a check on time. You understand what I'm saying? And if we're going to do that on our jobs so that we get paid, can't we do it in the church? Whatever our responsibilities are, we should assume them. And I want to remind us, if you go to a job and you work well and are receiving paid well, amen, you are blessed. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something, it doesn't compare to the gifts of God. No one can do us for us what Jesus has done. Don't you recognize that he loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Send not his son into the world to destroy the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Well, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift of showing kindness to others, put a smile on. I try to do the best I can, but I can't look at somebody, look like they're mad all the time. Ain't happy or not happy, to better state it. Lord have mercy. If you're showing kindness to others, do it gladly. There are just a few things I want to talk about. I talked about a little bit, but a little bit more. Leadership in business, politics, and public service doesn't automatically qualify for leadership in the church. Just because people are good leaders in business and all of that does not mean that they are qualified for leadership in the church. For leadership in the church, you have to be a child of God, born, saved by your grace, God's grace, and blessed with your gifts, and have the power of the Holy Spirit of the living God indwelling within you to enable you to do the job that you are assigned to. Amen. I hope everybody's listening. Amen. There's about three things that I really want to talk about. First of all, leadership, the overriding need of the church today is for a leadership that is authoritative. If you have a job, you have a leadership position, you should have the authority for carrying out that assignment. Have the authority. Amen. You don't need someone under you being led that they're going to lead you. We don't need to take the position if we're not going to take it seriously. Amen. Now, I'm talking about leadership, but I'm not talking about just a preacher right now. I'm talking about leadership in any position. Any position. Whatever that position is, you have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Authoritative, first of all, leadership that's authoritative. I take the authority to do the job I'm supposed to do, and every person in any position is supposed to do the same thing. It's authority, and it is spiritual. Amen. Carrying out our charge as a child of God in a position that God has given us, amen, it is a spiritual blessing that God has given to us. But it's also sacrificial. It's also sacrificial. You have to sacrifice to carry out the responsibility that God has given to you. And I've seen people come at night. I've seen people sacrifice. And there's some folk will take a position and don't do anything. You go on a job to make money and you'll do what you have to do to get that money. Take a position in the church of the living God, amen, and take the position and then do nothing with it. You have to sacrifice. I've had people tell me all the time, ever since I've been a pastor, ever since I've been in positions of leadership, you just work all the time. I was called to work. Amen. That's what and every person that has a position in the church of the living God, you have a call by God to take that position seriously and do the best that you can do to make it be all that God gets glory for. I think I'm preaching today, just in case somebody is winking. Because it's serious business. And then finally, I said, not only authoritative, not only spiritual, but also sacrificial. We have to suffer sometimes. I was not feeling well yesterday. Thank God my wife was the one that said, let's go there. And I said, I went with her. So let's just talk about three things in terms of leadership. First of all, authoritative leadership. People respect leaders who are certain about where they're going. Amen. And inspire confidence in those who choose to follow them. As I said, and inspire confidence in those who choose to follow them. Folk don't want to be following you. You ain't going nowhere. Amen. Amen. We sing songs like, wherever he leads, I'll go. Well, we need to make sure if we are in leadership that he is leading us in the family of God. I've had folk over and over again, when are you going to slow down? I said, when somebody else speed up. That wasn't nice, but that's what I said. You work all the time. Do you know how much God loves us? He sent his only begotten son. Do you know what all he went through with? To accomplish salvation for everyone that put their faith and confidence in him? Lord have mercy. Inspire confidence in those who choose to follow them. Tentative leaders don't motivate others. If you're just going to show up every now and then, that doesn't motivate anybody else. But when it is evident that you take your job seriously and we're doing whatever God has called and positioned us to do and that person is giving you the best that they can, then people will follow you. Who wants to follow you if you ain't going nowhere? Who wants to follow you if you're not accomplishing anything, just sitting? Assuming leadership roles, but at the same time not provide leadership. Lord have mercy. Well, a little bit more. Tentative leaders inspire confidence in those who choose to follow them. Tentative leaders don't motivate others to get on board and stay on board. Uncertainty confuses and disheartens followers. People follow almost without question when someone who is wise, if any person lack wisdom, let them ask God. There have been so many things that I did not understand, so many responsibilities I wasn't ready to write at that point, but I had to try to find out how to do it. I'm not bragging and I'm not boasting. Everywhere I've gone, amen, the people have not wanted me to go unless you're ready for me to. Just waiting. Just checking. Just trying to find out. Amen. People follow almost without question someone who is wise, someone who is strong, stand firm in your position and what you're doing, and faithful to what he or she believes. I thought about that. Now I'm not just talking about pastoral leadership. I was teasing ladies Friday morning, and I was talking about the seasoned saints. And I said to them when I walked in, and a few of them had gathered, I said, I just want to remind you, this lady will work you to death. If you're going to be a part of this group, I mean, they were showing up. I know that's right. Amen. I call myself teasing with them, but it wasn't a whole completely teasing. It's a statement of fact. Amen. I don't care what program you're in. I don't care what ministry you're in. Amen. If you're leading, the people in there should follow your leadership because you assume the responsibilities. Authoritative leadership. And then secondly, spiritual leadership. We're attracted to leaders who are gifted and charismatic. Amen? But these natural characteristics alone won't cut it. Followers can be captivated by human traits offered to their own cost. Don't settle for being a popular Piper. God's leaders are committed to connecting their followers with Jesus, not with themselves. Amen? Amen. Let me say that again. To follow almost without question someone who's wise and strong, but spiritual leadership. Godly leaders are committed to connecting their followers to Jesus. And so that Jesus... You know the song that says, let others see Jesus in you? Amen. And leadership can help followers and members grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ if they give the right kind of leadership. I ask some questions. Do your people know, love, and serve God more because of your leadership? Let me say it again. Do your people know, love, and serve God more? Because of your leadership? If so, you are a godly leader. If you don't encourage and help followers to become more dedicated and committed to serving God, then your leadership ain't working. But it does work. Amen. If you see the lives of people change and doing and committing and dedicating themselves to carry out what God would have them to be, well, the last part of this message, the gifts of godly leaders, sacrificial leadership. Sometimes we have to sacrifice. Amen. On any business, on a job, sometimes they have to sacrifice. If they're leaders, they have to take those who work with and for them to get the job done, to get the delivery out, or whatever the situation is. Y'all know that. Anybody that's ever been in a job, in a business, you recognize and know that's the truth. But let's look at it from a church. Sacrificial leadership. Would you still lead if, like the Apostle Paul, who was betrayed, falsely accused? Let me stop. Sometimes you will be falsely accused. Amen? I know what I'm talking about. I've been falsely. Accused. Trying to be all of that. He think he's everything. He think there can't nobody do nothing but him. I know you've been there. Amen. And you will be falsely accused. You need to know that. Amen. Because you're doing so much and they're not doing much, they love to find the opportunity. You know what I'm trying to say? To falsely accuse you. I told you that I already said people told me that Reverend Bingham think he's all that. He did this and he did that. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? I wasn't serving them. I was serving God, doing what God would have me to be. And I tell you what, I ain't trying to tell nobody that I ever been perfect, but I tell you, I recognize the charge to keep I have a God to glorify who gave his son my soul to save and fit it for the sky, to serve this present age, my calling to fulfill, oh man, all my power and do my God's will. Lord have mercy. The Apostle Paul was beaten, half drowned, starved, stoned, left for dead. Lord have mercy. When godly leaders lead when it's uncomfortable, inconvenient, unrewarding, and costly. I want to try to tell you sometimes it's not smooth. It's not something that you play with. It's serious business. I'm going to go ahead on and close this message. They're dedicated to sheep. They have responsibility for, and the chief shepherd. That's why Paul went through all of this. They were responsible to do. They recognized that Jesus drafted and molded the prototype of godly leadership at the cost of his life. To this you are called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. I am so thankful this morning, or this afternoon, or this noon, that God has continued to bless St. Paul at Shively Heights. And I thank God that he gave me an opportunity to thus far be a part of this family of God. My prayer today and the desire of my heart that every person that has any kind of position, amen, of leadership in this body of believers in Christ Jesus, that we'll serve God to the best of our ability. Give him the best that we can give, because he gave us the best that he could give. Y'all know who I'm talking about? His name is Jesus. He's the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star. And one of these days, he's coming back again. The trumpet of God is going to sound, Lord have mercy, the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. In the morning, wake the eternal, bright and fair. And when the road is called up yonder, guess what? I'm going to be there. Who's going to be there with me? When the road is called up yonder, I'm going to be there. I'm glad about that. I'm going to do what I can, while I can, the best I can, until I can. I believe that's how we ought to serve God. Amen. Y'all mind praising God? Do y'all believe God is always worthy of our praise today? Don't y'all know God going to send us somebody else? And in the meantime, this little interim pastor going to keep on interiming until the day is done. Thank you so much for all that you've done. Thank you so much for loving God. Thank you so much for loving me. Thank you so much for loving one another. God is love. Yes, God is love. I'm feeling good right now. I felt bad yesterday, but I feel glad today. I've got something to be glad about. He's able. He's willing. He's loving. Yes. His name is above every name. At the name, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess, and I'm going to confess while I can. Give God glory in the house of God. In the house of God. Invitation time.